This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between, because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Say yes to Pure Leaf Tea and free gas for a year only at True North Convenience Stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf Tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Towson lost last night, 82-72, and you know, we'll talk more in depth about it as the week progresses. But you know, you go in these mid-major conferences in the CAA, it's one of them, 17-2. You beat Delaware twice, lose to them on an off night, you're done.
Yeah,
there's no at-large bid coming out of these leagues. And I think, and we'll talk to Frank Burleson later in the show, longtime Hall of Fame college basketball writer, whether expansion of the tournament benefits teams like a Towson. I mean, you win your league, you dominate, and all of a sudden, for 3 days, like Delaware's the 12th seed, and they play UNC Wilmington tonight for a chance to go to the dance, that expanding the tournament gives, because Pat Scarry's had teams that have been good enough to get to the tournament, but you got to earn your way in by winning your league, and they haven't been able to do it. So very, very frustrating loss. I mean, I was kind of yelling. I had the two TV in it, Nolan, yesterday. Had the Orioles on one, Tigers on the other. I was yelling at the TV like it was the Terps. It's like, what are you doing? It's getting very profane. Watch it. They were never in it. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Just never seemed as though they were in control of the game. They're always playing from behind and uphill, and I think it got to them a little bit.
How many more teams could they add? I mean, they already got, 68?
They're already talking expansion. I mean, Gary Williams said years ago, might as well just leave the entirety of the college field in there. Because we're smart enough as a society, I figure, to whittle it down. Remember having too many teams in and extending? You could extend the tournament another week, which means more money. It's all about the money. Well, you know, the cats are going to miss school. We don't hear that one anymore, do we?
No.
College teams play like, they're like they play NFL seasons.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, I don't think you're going to get that level with college basketball, but another week to add a few more teams to the March Madness thing, more money you can bet, more network dough coming your way. It's going to happen sooner or later. It doesn't sound like it's happening anytime soon, but it's an eventual reality, I would assume.
I don't. What do you think of that? No, I mean, we got so many teams now. I guess for like the Towson, you know, the people that lose in the playoffs that are only one, I feel bad for them.
Sure.
That's where you would. That's where they deserve probably a shot.
Yeah, I mean, you feel bad, but when it comes time to expanding, you'd have to implement rules that prefers those smaller schools, because if you just expand it by a couple more teams, well, then it's going to be like your top NIT teams are going to get in. To me, that would be a deserving case.
Where Towson gets hosed, I'm sorry, Nolan, or insert mid-major team here, because major conference, Indiana, North Carolina, these 500 or below in these Power Four conferences, they're figuring out ways to get them in at the expense of a Towson. You know what I mean? Well, and what if happens if a slappy wins? Say Ohio State gets hot. Actually, bad example. Who's in Michigan State's bracket? I'll tell you right now. Let's say, et cetera, Michigan State. Say Indiana gets hot. Oh, no, Northwestern. And they win the Big Ten tournament. They get the automatic bid.
Mm-hmm.
And then bubble teams are bursting all over the place. They're not counting on Northwestern to make this run.
I think if you're going to add more of the mid-majors, it should be additional play-in lines. Because let's be honest, do you really want, from an entertainment standpoint, more of those teams in? I feel like you've got the perfect balance right now, where occasionally your 15s win.
Those
We've
teams.
Seen 16 seeds win those twice. Teams. But you see it all the time. Like, okay, they get hot, they make the Sweet 16, and then they get absolutely creamed by a one seed or a two seed, and it's a free pass to the Elite Eight for that team.
Well, to me, the coolest thing during the tournament, like the first 2 weeks, is the teams that upset.
Yeah.
You know, one,
you've got the perfect amount right now.
Because they're the talk of the country for 2 weeks or whatever until the real teams get going.
Yeah, I mean, you like your upsets
for
the first weekend, and then let's get real. But let's not forget just 2 years ago, let's see, Miami made the Final Four as a 5 seed. Florida Atlantic as a 9 seed. San Diego State as a 5 seed.
Yeah,
right. I mean, from a ratings perspective, and what do they care? They've already spent their money. You know, it might not be aesthetically pleasing. Yeah, get your upsets in first couple rounds, but I want to see the big boys once we get into the Sweet 16 and the Elite Eight.
Right, it was just like college football. They were happy as hell.
When SMU lost.
Notre Dame, right. Notre Dame and...
By the way, watch out for Gonzaga out there on the West Coast all of a sudden. Maybe not the powerhouse team they've been, but they beat San Francisco last night. They have beaten the Dons 33 straight times.
Oof.
Needless to say, that's not necessarily a rival.
Nerds! Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like filling out basketball brackets. Too many choices, too much noise, and no one wants a busted budget. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break down real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Make smarter financial plays today. No luck required. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.